Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. This is the cycling edition, and we've got another great question in with regards to cycling, the 947. Devlin, we had a question about it at the end of last week, but this one, someone's got a bit of ambition, and it comes in from Johan. Johan's saying he wants to dip under 3 hours for the first time this year. What advice could you give him, and when should he start focusing his training specifically to that race? You mentioned building up the long endurance stuff the other day. Should he be doing the same sort of stuff now? How would his training differ from, I think it was Tepiso we spoke about in the last edition?
Yeah, so look, it's always good to have a goal and a very attainable goal. Dipping under 3 hours, so it is a really nice hard ride that you're aiming on doing. The key first is, how far off are you? So if this is not your first 94.7, how far are you from getting under that 3 hours is the first question that needs to be asked. Secondly, suggestion then would be, you're going to need a little bit more structure for your training. So what tends to happen is, you've been training for a fair amount of time. I'm obviously not 100% sure on what program you're on, or if you are particularly following a program. But my suggestion would be to actually get some sort of baseline assessment done. So the reason I say that is, it allows us to then determine accurate training zones and to see where you currently are and how we can improve on that and find where your weaknesses are and aim at targeting those weaknesses. So that's typically will happen at any of your sort of top sports institutions where you can get a VO2 assessment, for instance, or a functional threshold power test done. But to get a good baseline to start off will be key. Secondly, from there, again, is planning your training correctly. So making sure you've got the good foundation. And as you mentioned, Brad, from last week, we were discussing getting the base in. And being as far out as we are on 94.7, it is still key. You're obviously going to be running a couple of other races throughout the year. You are currently training, I assume. So at this point, that's building on the foundation anyway. When it comes to focusing a little bit more on 94.7 itself, my suggestion there would be a good solid 12 weeks of really hard building and focus on the speed endurance and on the power work that you are doing. And then obviously getting a large amount of hill climbs and that sort of thing as well. So I think it just comes down to getting a little bit more structure in the current training that you are doing, and getting an idea of where to work from and what we're working towards.
All right, awesome. Johan, best of luck. And yeah, that's an awesome goal. I mean, Devlin, I've done a couple of sub-3947s. It does take a bit of work, but definitely achievable. The truth of the matter is, if I can do a sub-3947, anyone can. That's my sort of opinion. So yeah, Johan, if you need any help, please reach out. Go check out the coaching packages that we do have on coachperry.com. It's at the top of the website on the navigation bar. Just click on coaching. You can check out the cycling packages there. And also check out our online seminar that's coming up pretty soon. It is coachperry.com/947. That's where you can register absolutely free. We're going to be doing a whole series of them, one every single month in the build-up to race day, to Cycle Challenge Sunday. And we look forward to having you on board. And hopefully we can help you achieve that goal. We'd love to hear how it does go. So stay in touch. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, take care.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.